This is the Seabed Daily Text. Growing trust in the Word of God. Luke 1:38. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Consider this. She just received the worst, best news of her life. God had highly favored her with a premarital pregnancy, which would be conceived by the Holy Spirit. In other words, she would give birth to the Son of God, and no one would believe it. And she responded with what will be our first word, last word for the day. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. A person who says this in the face of difficult news is a consecrated person. In a way, Mary bore the cross before the cross bore her. This is the nature of the consecrated life. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. It is the precursor to the prayer her son Jesus would later pray. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Mark 14:36. They are the ultimate words of trusting obedience. Words you don't say in considered response to a request, because they were written on your heart long before the request came. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Because we trust God, we have already decided to trust His word. All of it, no matter what, come what may. It is not an obedient response. It is a preemptive promise. I commend it to you for full court engagement. It is an everyday word. Read it aloud, ruminate over it, rememberize it, research it, rehearse it, verse it back and forth with others, make up a tune and sing it. This is a word that will lead our lives. Thank you, Mary. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. First word, last word, God's word. The prayer, Abba, Father, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. The question, how might this prayer find its way into the depths of your heart, mind, soul, and strength? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.